business. Alcohol-free beer.
For the 10,000 years or so it has been around, beer has been relied upon both to refresh and intoxicate. Today's brewers think it could thrive by focusing exclusively on the refreshing. Alcohol-free beer is the booze industry's latest great hope, as sales of the full-strength stuff have stagnated. If Heineken and other brewing giants have their way, tipplers will be knocking back pints from breakfast on. Beers with no or little alcohol have been sold for decades, but even their peddlers admitted they tasted flat. They were aimed at those who craved a proper beer but couldn't indulge, the pregnant, religious, or designated drivers. Multinational brewers saw them as distressed purchases and sold them under separate brands far removed from flagship marks. No longer. Even before the pandemic shut the world's bars, beer drinking was on the slide, in part owing to health-conscious millennials binging less often. Booze barons, concerned about losing sales to soft drinks, invested in ways of making alcohol-free beer taste better. This has started to pay off. Though nobody sober would confuse an alcohol-free brew with the real thing, it is now a credible draft. The product is good enough for mega brands, from Japan's Asahi to America's Budweiser, part of AB InBev, the world's biggest brewer, to offer a 0.0 variant. Part of the brewer's interest stems from boozeless beer's frothy margins. Making the stuff is actually more expensive than making a straight-up Stella. The process usually involves taking a finished alcoholic beer and stripping away the booze. Brands guard their methods closely. The expense is, however, more than compensated for by the savings on alcohol excise duties that are no longer owed. It helps that consumers appear to be willing to pay roughly the same price whether a beer contains alcohol or not.